Now, one bloke who makes his quids out of analysing this sort of stuff and can see through the spin, because he was a dead set master of spin early on in his career when I first knew him, is a bloke who writes for Crikey, in fact set the thing up, Stephen Main. And I'm pleased to say at this hour of the evening he's on the phone and he's got a sec to have a chat with us. G'day, Stephen.
Hi, Smithy. How are you?
Mate, I'm very, very well. I've seen what you've had to say about about the Rudd budget. What do you reckon about the proposition that they have got off fairly easily by various media analysts in the week since the budget?
Oh, I think it's been a brilliantly spun and leaked budget, and the press as a whole are still in love with Kevin Rudd and Wayne Swan, and they're not subjecting it to the sort of scrutiny that they should be. Like, I'm still amazed at the number of journalists who keep on saying that the federal government has no debt.
That's a very good point. Do you want to just go through that? I got the same view as you. You're far away. Go through the numbers.
The federal government has $50 billion of debt, of bonds outstanding. Peter Costello, for years, used to say we inherited a $96 billion debt and now we've paid it off. When they haven't actually paid it off, there's still $50 billion of debt outstanding. The argument then goes that you've got no net debt because you've got all this cash or all these other assets sitting on the government balance sheet.
Yep.
And then you move along to the Future Fund, where they're all now saying that the Future Fund is full. Now, the Future Fund was set up to plug the $110 billion of unfunded super for our public servants, the majority of which is the military. So military personnel get very generous pensions. It's all unfunded, $110 billion. So the Future Fund was set up to fill it up. Now, the Labor Party's stopping funding to the Future Fund at $65 billion. Mm-hmm. So there's still a $40 billion hole there, and they've stopped funding it, and they've gone up and set up all these other funds.
Set up the slush fund.
So I find it amazing that people say there's no debt when there is $50 billion, and they say the Future Fund is full when it's still $50 short. And then this is going to be a big cutting budget when, as Gittins points out, they don't really cut it very much.
Yeah.
And then they do a whole bunch of sneaky stuff to get the surplus figure as high as possible.
Well, can I ask you very specifically about that, Stephen? Because I think you are one of the few people who has twigged to this increased Reserve Bank dividend that the Rudd government is ripping out of the Reserve Bank. You want to just run through that?
Well, that's right. The budget papers say that there's an increase in the dividend for 08-09 of $814 million. Now, they haven't said what the new amount is, but they have said there's been an increase in non-taxation revenue of $2.8 billion for next year. So non-tax items, and the biggest of which is the Reserve Bank dividend. Now, this will mean that the Reserve Bank will be paying more than $2 billion into the budget next year, because the average dividend over the last 5 years has been about $1.5 billion. So assuming they are expecting to stay around the same level, they're now going to be giving out well over $2 billion. Now, that, at one level, that's sort of okay, but I've got a real problem with that, because there's a little thing at the moment called the global credit crunch,
yep,
which means that central banks around the world have had to be bailing out the financial system. In the case of the UK and Northern Rock, you know, $100 billion bailing out Northern Rock. And our central bank, the Reserve Bank, has run down their level of foreign reserves from $82 billion to $33 billion over the last year. So as part of this whole liquidity, yep, lending money to banks, all that sort of stuff. So our foreign reserves, you know, our holdings of other currencies are really down. So why is the Labor government going in there and ripping out even more money out of the Reserve Bank, when I reckon they should be doing the opposite, which is putting money in to the Reserve Bank and actually having some bigger foreign reserves holdings?
Let's come to that in a moment, because I think you're on the money there, that there is an argument for larger reserve holdings. But it's hard to find in the detail of the budget, but they call it something about non-parameters or some damn thing. It's very, very difficult to find the detail. It doesn't jump out at you, the detail in the budget that says we're going to take an increased dividend from the Reserve Bank of $800 million.
Oh, that's right. And they don't say what the dividend's going up to. They just say, oh, one of the reasons why one of the changes to our forecast for next year are these things. And, you know, they say a special dividend of $150 million out of the Aussie Post,
yep,
which is another sure sign of them trying to get the numbers up, because you don't take special dividends out unless you really need them. Unless, you know, it's not a normal dividend, it's a special dividend. So as soon as you see, in my experience, as soon as you see a Labor government hopping into government businesses or institutions and taking out extra payments,
yep.
It looks like window dressing to make the surplus sound as big as possible. And I think listening to all the rhetoric from Rudd and Swan after the budget, they were really keen to talk up how big the surplus was and how big and tough they were on the budget cuts. Yet most of the big surplus came from just the China commodities boom.
Yep.
And as Gittins explains, the actual cuts were pretty small. And then they've done a few little fiddles, such as extra raids on the Reserve Bank to get the overall surplus figure up to a sort of a mind-boggling $21.7 billion. It just looks like a lot of spin to me.
And they not only have they done that, but they got away with it because of their timing in informing media and what have you. There was pretty much no real critical analysis in the day or two following the budget. It's not till now that people are starting to tweak.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, there was no leak to a Sunday newspaper saying government to raid extra $800 million from central bank.
Absolutely.
It was government to clamp down on binge drinking for young women.
How, for God's sakes. Now, how well did they get away with that?
Well, I think it's funny. In a way, it's almost too well.
Yeah.
Because I think now there is a bit of a backlash coming on about the whole spin and leaking of the government. And I think, people did think, Brendan Nelson thought, yes, this is a good policy and there is obviously is a problem. But then when everyone looks at it and says, well, you're not taxing wine, nearly as much and people will just change and they'll buy big bottles of spirits direct. And if you look at the size of the money involved, $640 million next year, the second biggest revenue item in the budget for next year after the raid on the Reserve Bank.
Yep.
You can really see how they've managed to get their revenue up, haven't you? How they've managed to get the surplus up. They've done a big tax grab, which they've dressed up as a social policy, a big raid on the bank, which they've told no one about and they've sort of buried in the fine print, and all this rhetoric about big cuts to spending, and then when you look at the detail, not that much there.
Stephen, I could talk all night on this, but I did want to come back to that one point that I think you are one of the few people who is making, and the point is about the extent of our foreign reserves in our central bank, the Reserve Bank of Australia, given that the government, as you have just detailed, is hitting them for a bigger dividend and taking more money out of the bank, that will give us less foreign reserves than countries like, and would you like to list them or would you like me to read them out?
Oh, well, yeah, you read them out, Teddy.
Iran, less foreign reserves, as you say today, than Iran, Libya, the Philippines, Peru, Denmark, Malaysia, Poland, Argentina, Mexico, Thailand, Romania, Indonesia. Not particularly august company for us to find ourselves in.
No, well, that's right. We rank 36th in the world in terms of our level of foreign reserves. And I think what I find most telling is I remember interviewing Peter Costello a couple of years ago and saying to him, what was your worst day in office as the Treasurer? And
yep.
He said it was Christmas Day 1998 when the South Koreans ran out of foreign reserves. And I had to go into the office on Christmas Day and I had to promise them a $1 billion loan as part of a global rescue plan to save the Koreans who'd run out of foreign reserves. And you fast forward to now, and the South Koreans have got US $260 billion of foreign reserves. So they basically got thrown down in the Asian economic crisis, and since then they've been saving like crazy. And they've now got a big war chest. And if you look at our war chest, well, it's actually run down from $82 billion of foreign reserves a year ago to $33 billion now. And if we are making all this money from the commodities boom and if everything is so great, well, then we should be building up our reserves. So we can say, well, the Brazilians have got $200 billion. We've now got $80 billion or $90 billion. Instead, here we are wallowing down there at $33 billion, as you said, far less than the likes of Iran and the Philippines and Indonesia, which is pretty embarrassing, to be honest.
And we seem to have a Prime Minister and a Treasurer whose sole aim in life is to get headlines on the front page of Sunday newspapers about Alka-Pops and God knows what else.
Well, that's right. And I think the other way they've dressed up the big headlines is the nation-building stuff. I mean, at the end of the day, Queensland's announced their big $5 billion infrastructure project today. What really should have happened is that the federal government should have been funding the state's current infrastructure spending program, because the states are all massively in debt and going further into debt because they can't afford to build all these infrastructure projects. The feds have got all the money, and so Queensland's going out there borrowing billions every year at the moment. to try and fund all these infrastructure projects that they can't afford long term. So they're having to sell off their lotteries business, and they're selling off the retail power business and doing more and more privatisations because they just can't afford it. So I think the Fed should have been stepping in now and funding the big infrastructure projects, not promising to step in the next election year, which is 2009-10, which is when they'll actually be rolling out the big funds for all these infrastructure projects.
Stephen Mayne, as always, great to speak with you. I think far too early to rip up those oil plates for Wayne Swan just yet.
I think so, mate. Nice to chat, Smitty.
Yeah, all the best, Stephen Mayne. Thanks for that.